We submitted our concept paper there on Sunday, was the closing date for it. So we've just heard yesterday that there are 13 cities in total that are in bidding for the European Youth Capital 2019. Early stages yet, we will find out on the 28th of April the shortlisted five cities. And from there, then we continue on and we submit the application form. We had bid away back on 2010 to become the European Youth Capital for 2013, which was the same year as the UK City of Culture. However, we got down to the final four and they were very impressed with our bid and they advised us to come back again because they really wanted us to submit again. So we're hoping now that with the UK City of Culture 2013 here, we have a good, strong infrastructure here in the city. And also with us joining councils with Strabane, it also gives us a wider range also and for a lot more youth that are going to be involved. With Cross Borders, we would love to collaborate with Donegal and we want to build more stronger relationships that we've already built up with council. We want to have joint projects, so it's not just focusing on Derry and Strabane, we're looking at the wider area also.
In terms of funding, how much funding will you have to attract to back this bid and will some of that funding have to come from the private sector?
It will, yes, because with the European Youth Capital project, we don't get any money from it. It's an accolade, so we have to source all the funding. So we're currently working with funding bodies and sourcing out possible funding opportunities. We're also working with local businesses. We're wanting to go out and just to see who's out there and what projects are currently running so we can build on it. And that's how we will also then apply for our funding to see what we have and what we're looking for.